You're listening to PodcasterNews.com.
Hey, Rays fans, this is Ben De La Vega with today's Drag World Podcast for your Friday, October 20th, 2006. And it's that time. Today is the first day of the Universal Technical Institute IHRA World Finals that are being held in Rockingham, North Carolina at The Rock. And this weekend's race will bring an end to probably the most exciting season the IHRA has ever provided. Now, as far as things go in Top Fuel, they already have been decided with the multi-Top Fuel champ Clay Milliken already taken this year's season championship. However, the race for number two is on, with Doug Foley making his comeback after missing the last two races due to his accident in Epping, New Hampshire on September 10th. Now, currently going into the race, Doug has 722 points, with Rick Cooper right behind him with 674 points, and is only a few rounds away from ending his season in the number two position. Now, in funny car class, it's Dale Creasy Jr., who's currently the leader with 768 points, which is less than two rounds over Jack Wyatt, who has 746 points. But don't count out number three guy Bob Gilbertson, who, if he has a good weekend, could add to his 695 points and be the new World Funny Car Champion for this year. Then there's ProMod, and this one's going down to the wire, as there's four, possibly five guys that can clinch a title just by winning the race on Sunday. First is the points leader, Quain Stott, who has 591 points, but then Glenn Koretsky is only 10 points behind him with 581 points. However, you also have Mike Janis, who has 561 points, and Danny Rowe with 558 points. Rounding out the top five who can win the championship this weekend is Tommy DePrille, who has 534 points coming into the race. Now, keep in mind that they receive 10 points for qualifying and 20 points for every round won, and there's also extra points for setting national records for elapsed time and miles per hour. So what I did a little while ago is I looked into their weather for this weekend for the race, and today should be in the high 70s going into the high 60s for the rest of the weekend, and you know how those alcohol cars love those cool temperatures. So with the record going into this weekend for ProMod is 6.019 seconds, set by Scotty Cannon Jr. at Epping, New Hampshire this year, and the mile per hour record belongs to Steve Behrman at 238.93 miles per hour, set at the same event. Now, speaking of alcohol, the top alcohol funny car chase is a three-way battle between points leader Mark Thomas, who has 802 points, followed by Robert Atchison at 754 points, and Thomas Carter with 724 points. Now, the national record for this class was set in 2005 by Rob Atchison with a pass of a 5.685, and the mile-per-hour record belongs to Jim Sickles at 248.75. miles an hour. And in the Torco Competition Plus Pro Stock class, it is between Tony Gillig, who has 784 points, and Pete Berner with 753 points. But do not overlook Frank Gugliotto, who's sitting in third with 697 points, and with weather conditions close to what was seen this past weekend in Virginia with the NHRA's record fest for Pro Stock, you could see the same thing happening to these mountain motored monsters this weekend. Currently, their class records are both held by Robert Patrick, who ran a 6.31.5 at 221.27 miles per hour at Epping, New Hampshire last month. Now, in Top Sportsman, it'll be a good class to watch as Marco Abruzzi, Chris Nierges, and James Carlton Jr. are separated by only 33 points. And top stock will be between Bo Kenny and Paul McCure. Top dragster will be a four-way battle between Brian Bennett, Steve Furr, Brett Nesbitt, and Jason Lynch, all separated by only 71 points. And super stock will be between Scott Stillings, Kevin Helms, Jim Harrington, Craig Marshall, Bob Lowry, and Anthony Bertozzi, all separated by 73 points. And in stock, look for a good battle between Myron Paytick, Craig Marshall, and Mike Mayhew. Now this evening, the first round of pro qualifying will begin at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and that will be it for this week's Drag World Podcast. And if you're going to race this weekend, by all means, guys and gals, get out there and win. Thanks for listening.